You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
I'll invite you this evening to open your Bibles with me to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter number 3. If you would turn there with me this evening, and we'll let you go ahead and stay seated tonight while I read God's word. Ephesians chapter 3. I'll begin reading in verse 17 and read through verse 21, and then we'll have a word of prayer together. In Ephesians 3, the Bible says, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus through all ages, world without end. Amen." Let's bow our heads together in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for the wonderful service we've had thus far. Thank you that we could sing all those different songs, Lord, and worship you through the music tonight. God, as we approach the most important part of this service, the preaching of your word, pray that every mind, every heart would be intently focused on your word. God, I pray that your Holy Spirit would have liberty in our midst this evening, Lord, to take the scripture, to take the truth, to take the words that our pastor preaches, and Lord, to penetrate our hearts to do a great work. God, I pray that we would be receptive. I pray that we'd respond accordingly, Lord, that however you choose to speak to us, to convict us, God, that we would respond in humility, Lord, and act upon it. We ask that you'd receive the glory. Use our pastor as my prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to turn my microphone on in a minute, fellas, but let me use this one. I'll have you men stand up here in a row, if you will, right behind me. All of you men will stand up. And I'm going to go over here and tell Elisha something, okay? Okay, tell Brother Panera what I just said, all right? This is going to be great.
How are you doing, guys?
You think women are gossips? Women are not gossips. Let me tell you right now, it's going to be interesting to see how this story winds up over here when it gets to Brother Rob Simmons down there. Oh, my goodness. How you doing, Brother Evertson?
Great.
Brother Remers, how you doing?
Wonderful.
Good. Brother Rob? Good. We're going to find out in just a moment. Here we go. All right. We're going to see here. what mean this story? Brother he didn't think I either. Oh, Teresa Martinez, where are you at? The guy's the best, but he's got problems, doesn't he? Yes? No, she's not going to bite on that one. Okay, it's coming to the end here. We're going to go. Here we go. Brother Rob Simmons, I told this man a story here. I remember what I told him. Tell me the story.
Pastor Treiber is going to take Brother Manley to Henrico Park, and they're going to hike a mile.
That's pretty good, fellas. Is that what I said? Anything else?
You said it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. We'll let these guys be seated. Good job, fellas. Give them a big hand. You know, you guys, you're going to stay up here. You're going to stay up here. That'll be fine. That'll be good. They comprehended what was told them. I'm looking at that word to comprehend tonight. We're going through the book of Ephesians. We find ourselves in this text tonight. Next week we'll begin at chapter 4. The Bible says in verse 18, may be able to, what's that next word?
Comprehend.
You guys were great. I wasn't expecting that, especially when we got over here to this hombre over here. You got the story, didn't you?
I
got it so far.
Got it so far. You did a good job with it. He comprehended. To comprehend means I perceive. Or I got it. You 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 got it. Everyone here got it. They perceived what they were telling. And that's what God's word says as we look at this word comprehension tonight. Be able to comprehend. I figured it out. I can lay hold of it. I can perceive. I can understand. I've got it. Say, I've got it. Say it together. That's what comprehend means. I got it. Your boss gives you directions, and I know around here, every one of our college students, they'll have their employers here at graduation because our students stand out. One thing, they listen. Secondly, they pass the drug test. Most of them. But they pass the drug test. They show up to work. And if they don't show up to work, we get an account of it. We find out why they're not showing up. So they love them. They love our, they always, we used to have a big job fair here, and we'd invite the employers here, and we'd have tents up, and we'd interview. Well, now they don't do that anymore. They just call and say, we need 6 guys, we need 10 guys, you send them to us, we'll hire them. We need 15 fellas, we'll hire them. That's the way, we need 15 ladies, we'll hire them. It's an amazing thing. They're all after our graduates. Why? They're comprehending what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to show up. They're supposed to work hard. They're supposed to leave their cell phone at their car or workstation, wherever. But they're not supposed to carry it with them. They're to work. Amen. And God's word says, I want you to comprehend this. I want you to get it. I want you to understand it. I want you to perceive it. The Bible says that Christ, verse 17, may be dwell in your hearts by faith, that being rooted and grounded in love. So we see tonight, if we're comprehending the word of God, the text, number one, it simply says that Christ wants to dwell in our hearts. Yeah. Say that. Christ wants to dwell in our hearts. Say it again, please. Christ wants to dwell in our hearts. To dwell means to reside, to take up a root. And God says, I want to live with you. I want to walk with you. I want to talk with you. Let go and let God have his wonderful way. Let go and let God have his. God says, let go, let me. I want to dwell with you. I want to walk with you. And he walks with me and he talks with me. I think today, my wife and I at our wedding in Rockford, Illinois, 53 years ago, we had our aunt saying what? Surrender to the perfect will of God. I dare not give him. You know, I wish we had music like that now. Now we don't have around here, but so many of these churches have Disney music. We're not having Disney music around here. That was a weak amen, but we're not gonna. Whatever he wants for me, that song was sung. His will we must do, wherever he wants to send us. His will we must do. If he but speaks, we'll obey at his voice. We've already decided his will is our choice. I'm glad I got a wife that decided 53 years ago she wanted to follow God. Whatever he wants for us, his will, we want Christ to dwell in our lives. We have prayer every night together. We want Christ to dwell in our lives. We have dinner and we talk together. We want Christ to dwell. We want Christ to feel at home in our lives. We don't want him to feel like he's a stepchild or somebody that doesn't belong with us. We want to feel like he's the real deal. That Christ may dwell. He wants to reside in your life. Are you letting him? I am horrified of what's happening in our churches with pornography. Horrified. I'm just horrified. This past week when I told you, an ad popped up and it said a $40 million house. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I wanted to look at it. I was on an airplane or something. I wanted to see what a $40 million house looked like. And thank God. No, it was before church on Wednesday night. I was sitting at my table waiting for my wife, and I didn't have my glasses on. All of a sudden, I saw three women that I'd think they weren't clothed very properly. I didn't have my glasses on, praise God. I shut that thing off immediately. But I got rid of the phone situation now this week. I'm not going to have something like that destroy my life. Say, what a good Christian. I didn't do it because I'm a good Christian. I'm a lousy Christian. God's word says, put no confidence in the flesh. You think you can handle that pornography? You cannot handle it. You think you can handle those drugs? You cannot handle drugs. You think you can handle alcohol? You think you can handle not reading the word of God and praying and walking with God? You will fail every time. Let the word of God dwell in you. And God says, I want to reside in your heart. I want him to feel like he can enter in my life, control me, guide me. Say, Jack, do this. I tell you, every day of my life, I pray first prayer in my prayers that he'd fill me with his spirit. But through the day, I asked to be filled. And you know, it's an amazing thing. How many times the Spirit of God, amazing every day, how many times he seals my mouth. I want to say something. And it's nothing wrong. I want to say something to staff. It's nothing wrong, but God doesn't give me peace about saying it. And I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, and he'll always talk to you. He talks to me all the time. I know Oprah thinks that these people think that, when's God been talking to you lately? She made fun of it about a year ago. Well, God talks to me, ladies and gentlemen. He talks to me through the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God. He talks to me through his word. He talks to me through the song service. And he resides in my life. And the Bible says that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded in love. So if I'm going to comprehend, I need to comprehend that God wants to dwell in me. If I'm going to comprehend, I need to, number one, remember that God wants to, he wants to dwell in your heart. The second thing I see, God wants every part of me. Verse 18, may be able to comprehend with all saints. Read the next part. Ready? Begin. What is the breadth and length? God says, I want every part of you. Yeah. Highest, lowest, right, left. I want everything about you. We sing our school song in the high school is, my life, Lord, is yours to control. I give you my heart, my soul. I'll seek your will, never mind. Rich treasures to find. Give wisdom to choices I make. Oh, young people. You are so valuable. You know you have a pastor, a youth pastor, principal, all these faculty that work with you every single. They love you. That's why these people here are making less money than you make when you go get your job when you graduate from high school. And you start at $28.50 an hour. Many of you, most of you. $28.50 an hour. Some are starting at $30 an hour. That'd be nice if you made $30 an hour. Why do they do it? Because they love your children.
Yeah.
Let me stop and pause right here. I tell you what, I don't care what it would cost me. We went to the school in that era. My wife and I had to pay the school tuition. And then it became half price, and we always had to pay half. But I'm here to tell you, that was the best decision we made to have our kids in that school. And parents, I don't care what it's going to cost you. You've got to get your kids in Christian school.
Amen.
You've got to get them there in elementary school. You've got to get them there. I see, Brother Michael, you have those four girls. They're just as sweet as can be. Right, fellas? No, wrong, fellas. But they're sweet as can be. They're beautiful girls. But they're being taught at school what they're being taught at home. And they're being taught at home what they're taught in this church. And it works together. And God says, I want you to know about the height and the depth and the breadth, everything. I want part of your life. I want all of your life. Take my life. I've had more preachers traveling this last spring saying, Brother Treiber, we have figured out through pastors' conference. We've been there for years. Your church is a culture. And I said, tell me what you mean by everywhere I go, by a culture. They said, it's just not you come to church on Sunday and then you work your job. It's a every day of your life. It's a culture. The Christian school, the radio, the 24-hour ministry, the publications, everything that everybody taking, 100 and some people taking piano lessons and taking trumpet lessons and taking violin lessons and taking cello lessons and taking all these. It's preparing your young people to serve God. God says, not only do I want to live with you, I want to fill you and control you from the height, the depth, every other area. Number three, I like verse 19. Would you read it with me? Ready? Begin. And to know the love of Christ. God says, I want you to comprehend this. I want you to get it. I want you to understand it. Are you comprehending that verse says, God loves me. God loves you. I look at Brother Alvin Martinez's life, and he's so loved through the nation and around the world. And I've heard him give his testimony, and his sweet mother's here. And his dad was a drunk. And a gambler. Someone told him the love of God. And he went from that life to a totally different life. In the last years, many years of his life, he was your soul winning partner. I can't ever see him as a drunk. I can't ever see him as a card player. I can't ever see him as a gambler. Because when his dad got saved, he got saved, but it took no more grace to save Alvin Martinez's dad than it was to save my life. I'm a sinner, need a Savior. Then I met Jesus and he saved my soul. Are you saved? You know, when you get saved, you're a new creation in Christ. You say, well, I think I got saved. I had a guy this week, I was witness to him, he goes, I think I got saved. Oh, that fellow that we talked to, he said, I got saved back there. Oh, well, in fact, my girls got baptized at birth. They got sprinkled, whatever. No, he doesn't. That's not what I'm talking about. When you get saved, you become a new creation. And the Baptist church doesn't have to tell you what's right and wrong. God will tell you what's right and wrong. And the Spirit of God moves into your heart. And the Bible is now alive. I had a lady visiting our church this morning. She had pizza with the pastor. And she said, she's from China. And she said, I learned how to read English by reading the Bible. There's a desire to read God's word. There's a desire to pray. There's a desire to win others to Christ. There's a desire to shut off that dumb cell phone and social media and get right with God. You men that have ghost accounts, you ladies that have ghost accounts, your mate doesn't know about it. You mates that have another phone in the car at work, but it's not the phone that you normally, you're not only are you wrong, you're sinning against your mate. You may not agree with this. When we got married, my wife looked at me and said, Jack, I love you. And I said, I love you, Cindy. And she said these words to me. If you're ever unfaithful to me, I'll never take you back. If you see someone else and you want to be unfaithful to me, I'll never take you back. That has scared the fire out of me. You may criticize her for that, but it's been a help in my life. I don't want to lose her. I thank God for Sydney Treiber.
Amen.
I thank God for what she's done for this church and her labor of love. She's in the nursery tonight, I know. But I thank God that she's serving God with me side by side. God's word says, he said, I love you. Say John 3:16 together with me. Ready? For God so loved the world. Brother Swanson, stand right there. You got a booming voice. Say it loud. How and when did you get saved? How long ago did you get saved?
My senior year of high school, December the 21st, 2018, in my bedroom at my house.
God bless you. Brother Rob Simmons, are you saved?
Yes, sir.
You got the love of God. When?
July 16, 2008. I knelt down in my dad's office next to his printer, and I accepted Jesus as my Savior.
Amen. Brother Reimers, are you saved? His mom was a bus girl, a bus family, Vacation Bible School, Canton Baptist Temple, from a swearing drunkard's home, mother and dad, and they followed up on a little three-year-old girl. Your mother, a third grade girl, his mother, she got saved. And your grandfather passed. I knew your grandfather. He was a Christian school administrator.
I made a profession of faith as a young boy. I grew up in a great home. But I made a conscious decision to receive salvation June 23rd, 2017.
God bless you. Brother Everson, you saved?
Yes, sir. It was either a Sunday night or Wednesday night after church, and I thought I had to walk the aisle. And my dad laughed at me on the way home. I didn't think it was funny because I wanted to get saved. And we pulled in at 5623, what was Brandywine. Not a very good street.
No, Brandywine's not a good name.
It was Kearns, Utah. It's now Taylorsville. I walked in, knelt down in an old orange rocking chair. I was about 6 years old, 1981 approximately, and trusted Christ.
Well, Brother Martinez, you're saved. The love of God.
36 years ago, December 28, 1989.
Amen. Brother Flutter, you're saved.
Sir, Friday, August 1st, at my grandparents', on my grandparents' floral couch.
Yep. I remember that floral couch. Brother Federa.
It's a Tuesday evening, May 21st, 1991. I was an 8-year-old boy, and my father came home from work. Brought me to my bedroom. I thought I was in trouble. Opened up the Bible, went to the plan of salvation on my bedside, trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Hey, you know, if you're saved, no one ever wrote the date down, but I'll never forget that night. I got saved, and the church was open on Sunday night.
Amen.
Hey, you boys that are shutting your church down, I would have never been saved. I got saved on a Sunday night, 1956. God saved my sorry soul. I'm so thankful. Hey, I want you to comprehend that God loves you. God loves you in your sinful condition. God loves you when you're wayward. God loves you when you're naughty. God loves you when you sin. God loves you. God loves me. He loves me like I was his only child. I love that song. I want you to see, fourthly, God does more than we can ever ask or think. Can you comprehend that? Look what he says. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. I want you to comprehend that God always does more than we ever ask or think.
Amen.
God's done that for this church for 51 years this July. God's always given more. God's always blessed more. I know it's not a lot compared. I go to these churches and they say, well, we got 125 acres, Brother Treber. And they all said, bet you'd like some of that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I would. But God has given us between these two properties 7 acres of land in the heart of the Silicon Valley. You put a marker on Santa Clara, California, North Valley Baptist Church, and draw a circle 2 miles radius, and you'll come across Google and NVIDIA, trillion dollar company, most expensive company in the world, Apple, NVIDIA, Yahoo, you name it, they're all right here. Oracle, they're all here. And we're right in the center of it. God put us here.
Amen!
Brother Van Dyke, it's more than I could have ever. We start renting that little church building on Clyde Avenue. I forget what it was. I think it was $200 a month. We start renting that. I thought, Dwight Thomason said, I'm buying the property. He said, Brother Treve, how in the world are you going to do that? And then I said, I'm going to build a 4,000 square foot building, and I'm taking a loan out for $300 a month. He said, how in the world are you ever going to afford $300 a month? But God did it. Everything that God has given to us, every bus, every computer, every office, every classroom, both gymnasiums, both dining halls, both media labs, both wood shops, everything that God has given us, all paid for by His grace. He's done exceeding abundantly above. I recall years ago when we moved in this building, August the 20th, 20 years ago. And I've told you before, that was then the next year I went through this turmoil in my heart. I didn't feel like I could pastor this church. It was too big. Nobody sat in the balcony. So we got folks up there tonight. Nobody sat up there. And I got so afraid. And I had the touch of God. It lasted a year. I said, Lord, I feel like for this church, I love them. I need to let go and let somebody pastor this that knows what they're doing. And God convicts me that I could not leave because we were $16.5 million in debt. They said, you get that place debt-free and I'll talk to you about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to leave this place. I can't comprehend the fact that God does always more than we ask or think. God loves you today. Our Father, I thank you for the missionaries we can look to, C.T. Studd and Robert Moffat. I thank you for William Borden, Adoniram Judson, William Carey, all these missionaries from yesteryear. Our first missionary from America, Adoniram Judson, they understood, they comprehended that you loved them. They comprehended the sacrifice. And I pray that tonight, God, we would comprehend that you love us and that you want to dwell in our hearts and that you want every part of our life and you're able to do exceeding abundantly above. Help us to comprehend it tonight. Will you comprehend it with me, how good God's been to you?
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.